This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Welcome back.
This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
I ask a lot here on air.
Drag it on over.
Move it on.
Where is all this going? Why all this lawlessness? Why all these attempts to bankrupt the country? But we're run by big central mega banks that control trillions in made-up assets, trillions in real assets, who control the issuance of currency and credit worldwide, who've established a planetary three-part world government that they're now rolling out publicly. And they need to go ahead and just break our will. They need to just go ahead and set the precedent that they can do anything they want in any way they want at any time they want. That's the attempt. It is a breaking of the will. And that's what this London Evening Standard is reporting with the new Muslim mayor, who says you're not going to show women in bathing suits anymore on billboards or buses. And we're going to promote Sharia law. And we're going to ignore the Brexit, and we're going to bring in whoever we want, and this will be our own country. That's why they had radical jihadist imams that call for killing gays and killing women and all the rest of it coming out in support of the euro. Because the euro is allied with that, because it's allied with totalitarianism. It's allied with evil. And I'm not going to sit here and be lectured anymore. First, he said the buses were declared glory to Allah. And everybody said, oh, isn't that cute? Then it's, by the way, you're not going to show women in bathing suits. Or next will be, don't show women's faces. Isn't that just the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life? And then I'm sitting here as a libertarian, as a patriot, as a constitutionalist, conservative in many respects. You mean conserve the Bill of Rights, conserve the Constitution. The left, you know, gave him coverage. They gave him left cover, saying, oh, he's moving to ban body-shaming ads from London Transport. Remember the liberal groups wanted in New York the beach body ad that just shows a woman that I would even say is anorexic, but she's a little skinny for my liking. I like the classic va-voom look of a Marilyn Monroe, the voluptuous type. But, hey, whatever. I like the mature woman. When I was 16, I wasn't attracted to the other teens. I was attracted to the college girls. And college girls look like little girls to me now. I'm not attracted to them. But the point is that it's an issue of taste. You want to put a woman in a bathing suit. It's not fat shaming. That's seen by a lot of young people as what looks good, looks like a Barbie doll. That's your right as a company to run that ad, as long as it's not deemed obscene by other standards. And if the TV can show it or whatever, that's fine. But they start with city-controlled things, and they notice, no, it's Sharia law being phased in, and you got the left there allied with it, saying, oh, yeah, we need to have fat shaming. Shut down. So that's just some of what's going on. We're going to cover Benghazi for one segment and one segment only with Dr. Steve Pachinik, because he was on in the week after Benghazi and laid out everything that really happened at Benghazi. And so did our other guest. And I just want to tell you, I mean, we were right again. We were up front again. We took the risk again to put it out there, because it's our job to break the ice, like an icebreaker for the rest of the fleet to come in. That's why I don't care about being criticized or demonized or even lied about. because I realize it's a mission against known criminals. I'm in a war. I know I have personal integrity. I know I'm doing my best job I can to tell the truth. I'm not always totally accurate, but by design, I try to tell the truth.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The toll-free number to join us coming up in the next segment, the balance of this hour, before Paul Watson takes over from London, England, in the fourth hour of Overdrive, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, sometimes we have Dr. Steve Pachinik on every 3 or 4 months. Sometimes he comes on every week. Sometimes a couple times in a week when his expertise is absolutely needed. He was on, and if you go back to the week after Benghazi 4 years ago, when we had Colonel Schaefer and a few other experts on who broke down what really happened at Benghazi. There was a stand down. They did pull the security out in the weeks before. The Turkish ambassador was there. There was an argument over would weapons be shipped into Syria. Did Ambassador Stevens say no to that, so he had to be taken out? Or were they just tying up loose ends so that there'd be no witnesses to the three warehouses of MPAD missiles, Stinger missiles, anti-tank TOW missiles, things like that? That's what I've been told by Tosh Plumlee and everybody else, and Tosh came on a few months after. And by the way, he'd have the Justice Department call up and threaten him right after that happened. He talked about Hillary and her foundation and using the State Department to transfer the weapons out and to be able to get around export bans. All of this has turned out to be accurate. But Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was high level in the State Department, you can go through his bio on that, one of the founders of Delta Force, ran the Camp David Accords, is a medical doctor, psychiatrist, also has a degree from MIT. I'm going to stop right there. People know who he is. We only got 10 minutes before we go to break, so it's a quick report from him about this new report that Congress has come out with, which I don't really think has too much new in it, but it kind of codifies a lot of it together. And then you see Congress scared to go the next step of saying, hey, you did this on purpose, and you were caught lying, you witch, when it's completely evident. So in the final summation, what really happened from all your sources and intel, Dr. Steve Pachinik? Because you hit it right on the head 4 years ago. Well, 4 years later, what are the optics now?
Well, the worst optic that I can tell you and the audience is the fact that no one man will be more responsible for the ascension of Hillary Clinton to the presidency, not Trump, not even Hillary Clinton, than Trey Gowdy. That man was so incompetent, so stupid in arising and creating an 11-hour interrogation of the Secretary of State who correctly identified that none of the areas within that secured area was really State Department. In fact, it was CIA, DIA, MI, and the people who should have been held accountable was not Eric Boswell, who was the Assistant Secretary for Diplomatic Security. It wasn't Pat Kennedy, who's the Undersecretary of Management. Both of them worked for me. They only follow orders. The people who should have been held accountable was Hillary Clinton for having gone into Libya. But Gowdy never discussed this issue, never went into the real problem of how she created a chaotic state and a terrorist state. The building itself was not a State Department building. It was a secure consulate, which basically goes under the CIA. And in the movie 13 Hours, you see it brilliantly. They basically say, look, we have 23 operatives here. I won't identify who they are. As well as the fact we have diplomatic security, and on top of that, we had mercenaries who had been SEAL operatives. So who's responsible for this? The person who was the director of the CIA at the time was a General David Petraeus. We never heard a word from him. And subsequently, after we had put him into the CIA, Obama blew him out for having said that this man had a sexual relationship with his biographer. So he's at fault. Then we have Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, who was also director of the CIA and knew very well that he had ordered a stand down to every one of his military officers, including Martin Dempsey, who should have intervened because, in fact, they were.
So your issue is it's not just Hillary, it's a whole bunch of people. And why did they invade Libya? Why did they back Al-Qaeda?
Here's the problem. The problem is the Gowdies of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. They do not spend the time to learn the issues. They do not spend the time to understand the issues, but they have no problem asking for $12 million from the American public to initiate an investigation which had nothing really to do with Hillary Clinton. If anything, Gowdy has insulated her so well that no one else in the political campaign, particularly in the Democratic campaign, could have done a more brilliant job of showing Hillary to be stoic, resilient, forceful, and calm. When I watched that over 11 hours, I said, this man, Gowdy, has to be an absolute moron. He has to be the stupidest prosecutor I had ever seen in my life, because what he did for free, or cost us $11, but for free for Hillary, was to basically guarantee her ascension to the White House.
So what would you have said if you were Gowdy and had the Secretary of State in front of you? What would you have said? I mean, points you would have gone into.
I wouldn't have brought up the Secretary of State. She had nothing to do with it. Nor would I have brought up Pat Kennedy or Eric Boswell. I would have brought up the DCI, the director of the CIA. I would have brought up Susan Rice, National Security Advisor, who said that there was a video that went on. I would have brought up General.
Okay, so you're saying they're actually, and I know you don't like Hillary Clinton, but you're saying they're scapegoating Hillary Clinton.
What I'm saying is worse than that. Look, I have said a lot of negative things about Hillary, and I understand her exceedingly well over 20 years, but I grant my opposition the traits and talents that she has. She's tough. She's resilient. She knows how to work under stress. And what he did, Gowdy, as a prosecutor has to know his witness. He has to understand the psychology. What he did is what we call a bear trap in the financial markets. He fell right into the trap and he got caught. He didn't know what he was saying. He had no idea of what he was talking about when, in fact, she was basically displaying everything she had always said.
Okay, well, let's get back to this and get away from it for a moment. What is the bottom line? It's what you said 4 years ago.
What is the bottom line? Nothing will happen. Ambassador Stevens, unfortunately, went on his own. Whether he's also a member of a three-lettered agency, I don't want to say. But my suspicion is he wasn't just an ambassador in the State Department. The State Department did the best it could. It had no real jurisdiction over a consular service or an entity, which is really under a covert operation, which belongs primarily to the CIA. And it's right there in that movie, 13 Hours, when the CIA, DCI, and the station chief said, listen, you've got 8 hours of drones on me. When are you going to give us help? And the military refused that help. So you've got Panetta and you've got Martin Dempsey to answer for those questions. It's not an issue for Hillary Clinton. It was not an issue for Pat Kennedy. It was not an issue for Eric Boswell. It was an issue for General Hamm, who was head of AFRICOM, and the Navy admirals, who were only 2 to 3 hours away. That's the issue.
Okay, well, then who ordered the stand down then? What was the whole goal of Benghazi? What really happened?
What really happened in Benghazi was the fact that they were putting in a unit which they knew could not be an embassy. And instead, they used it, as we use all over the world, a place which is under the jurisdiction of the CIA or DIA or MI, military intelligence, to make it a covert operation in a place where they had transfer of guns going into Turkey and Syria. That's a legitimate entity within our covert operations, within the intelligence community. What is not legitimate and was not appropriate was the fact that Hillary, Susan Rice, and Samantha Powers, all three women, the tripartite of incompetency in the White House, decided to take down Gaddafi. That's the issue that should have been analyzed and handled. Neither one of them, including the DCI, Petraeus, knew how to take down Gaddafi and understand the consequences of that regime change. And that's what, in fact, happened. But sui generis, the fact that she was in charge of a consulate that was under covert operation, the answer is no. I'm sorry, my dogs are barking. But basically, the dogs of war are barking. Basically, what I'm saying is Gowdy had transferred the whole optics away from the real issue of incompetency and regime change to one of really enforcing Hillary Clinton's strongest traits, resiliency, commitment.
Sure, and make her look like an underdog. Well, just to be clear, though, you're supporting Trump. You're not supporting Hillary.
Trump, but I think Trump has a problem now. Trump had wanted to have Trey Gowdy as the attorney general. That was a big mistake. Trey Gowdy went after Rubio, which I suspected. But the real issue here is that this is a warning to Trump, whom I do admire, and I think he has a real problem now in understanding what the Benghazi issue is all about, and so do his coterie of Republican hacks. I mean, he's hired a whole bunch of Republicans who have been part of the Cheney-Bush administration, Kevin Kellum, Manafort. I mean, he is not really changing what has happened over 14 years. When he was left alone and Corey Landowski helped him out, that was the Trump that we supported. Now many of us are beginning to say, wait a minute, you're bringing in the same guys who were under Cheney and Bush and others, and Manafort is the man of the system. He brought in Kevin Kellum. You look up Kevin Kellum, he was director of communications for Cheney.
Sure.
So basically what's happening now is a co-optation of Trump and the insulation of Hillary Clinton by none other than Trey Gowdy. This is what happens when you're not very bright, when you're not very competent, and when you're narcissistic, and you're underwritten by the American taxpayer. Welcome to the American government.
All right, Steve Pachenik's perspective on Benghazi, and I get it. Hillary's really bad. She's clearly involved there, but there's people who are in the chain of command who have the job to not stand down. And I know you've been a fan of Dempsey, and in many ways, you've said here that he definitely stood down as well. StephenChinnick.com. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Take care.
You bet. We'll be back. Your phone call straight ahead. What do you think about all the news we've covered today? Wide open phones. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. By the way, the Hillary for Prison shirts that sold out? Another 18-wheeler arrived with a new design. They're back in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Take you back. Girl, your memory.
Girl, your memory.
The establishment
haunt me
is counting on us.
I don't love you
should just not pay attention. And we go, hey, there's an EU that's unelected, and their own documents admit they want total planetary control towards eugenics. It might not be a good idea. And they know the average person doesn't want to fight some global tyranny. So they just go, that doesn't exist. That's a tinfoil hat. And the average lazy person says, okay, I want to believe that. But then pretty soon you turn on the local news and it goes, the UN's in charge of bringing in the refugees into Texas. You're going to pay for it. And by the way, 22% of them got TB, and we're not going to treat them or test them. We're going to put them in school with your kids. And high schools all over the country are reporting refugees raping young girls. There was a report out of Germany where the two migrants raped a woman. It's on Infowars.com today. And the headline was, migrants told police the reason they raped her was they had a bad day. Just a German woman there in the middle of the day at the flower garden having her lunch, sitting back having a 10-minute snooze on a park bench. Who hadn't done that after having her lunch? They just raped the living daylights out of her, and they admit it. They said, it's a woman. That's what you do. I mean, you're just a woman there, you rape her. Now, there's the headline. Muslim asylum seekers in Germany having a bad day, so they raped a woman. And it gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And in third world countries, in a lot of these cultures, this goes on. I mean, look at Mexico. Police, troops routinely rape, arrest women. Amnesty International reports. And that's because you've had the collapse of civilization. That stuff goes on here, too. Now, I don't want a civil war with the police, but I'm going to fight for our police not to turn into this. And in some areas, they have. That doesn't mean having some civil war, though, that George Soros finances is going to fix it. Taking our country back. Look, the police being corrupt is a reflection of the general people. We need to change that. And by the way, if you don't think we can't go the way Mexico's gone, you're gravely mistaken. Most societies end up collapsing into this. And then only groups of thugs will take the jobs because good people won't be part of it. And then more evil gets in, and that's how you go. I mean, I've studied the sociology. 50 years ago, Mexico had a lower crime rate than most U.S. cities, and the people, it was all family-oriented, super nice and honorable in almost all areas, and there weren't police raping women. If you raped a woman, their family would come kill you. But Mexicans had guns to a certain extent back then. See, Mexico's been through the liberalization process, you see, where government's God. And we're going there, too. A lot of places they won't even... Oh, by the way, now they're admitting, okay, we did arrest people in Idaho, and there was a sexual assault and all this, but, you know, the prosecutor's now threatening people, and they're trying to cover that up. It's the same story. Cover up for the Muslims. Because if you can get away with that, you get away with anything. Besides, they're too busy, you know, telling men they shouldn't wear pants. That's the real problem, isn't it? Sheila in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Honor as well. Go ahead. Thank you.
Listen, I just I went on and looked up about John Ash, you know, related to the Clintons and, you know, the so-called weightlifting incident.
Yeah, sorry. You faded out there. You said the so-called what?
I'm sorry. You know, John Ash, when you were saying about the weightlifting incident?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you try and look it up on Bing or Google, and that doesn't even show up. So what I was trying to say was that they're monitoring or filtering, you know, so, you know, when the information comes out, they don't want you to see it.
Well, ma'am, you've got the Secret Service agents and you've got the FBI agents that have worked around the Clintons with her punching Bill Clinton and her screaming and threatening to kill people and her with all her girlfriends and her, you know, on drugs or whatever when she was younger. When you try to search, you know, Hillary criminal investigation, it goes to her and crime bills. So, yes, Google admits they've been censoring for her and they meet weekly with her campaign to help gain everything. That's why you've got to go seek out the key knowledge. When you find it, create records of it yourself. Print it out. I always print articles out for myself. And then when you find key intel or key videos, save those. Get those out to people. Share those links. And it's a fight between artificial intelligence already being programmed by technocrats and we the people. Doesn't matter how much censorship they do, they can't stop us sending emails to people. without totally turning off the, you know, the lights. That's why everybody should sign up for the free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletters. We can send you stuff. They try to censor it, but great, great point, Sheila. Thank you. Scott is gone. You're up next.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything
taking
from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to run through your calls as quickly as possible. Scott, it's John. I tried to call in Sonny, never had a chance to. We're going to go to him right now. Then Chris and Casey and Mike and Jason and others. Jason says he sees UN marked cars pulling over cars. You know, I would think that'd be a hoax phone call, but we're going to go to him. But I'm telling you, now they have brand new armored vehicles coming in at ports being shipped around the U.S. and they're pre-deploying UN peacekeeping equipment. It's not like 20 years ago when people would find some old thing in Louisiana that was like couple thousand old trucks from the 70s and 80s that had UN on the side that would have been shipped into the U.S. for scrap. And I'd get on air and say, no, I don't think this is a UN invasion, but they are training for gun confiscation. Here's a training manual, or here's the military training to do it. Then they'd have their operatives go, you're covering up. The UN launches the takeover next month. Fed. And, of course, they wouldn't launch the takeover next month. The truth is, it's not going to be one big takeover. It's just, oh, the U.N. suing Sherpa Pio. Oh, the U.N. tells us to let the refugees in. Oh, Obama gets his authority to do all this and go into Syria from the U.N. Oh, Obama doesn't need Congress. Oh, Strong Cities Initiative is going to sue local police departments that don't sign on the Democratic Party operation. And look, the Democrats are taking over to be the one final party. The Republicans at the top are just their operatives and collaborators, but the Democrats are the takeover group. It's clear. And so it's not that the UN's taking over. Globalists set up the UN to transfer power to it. But it was the Rockefellers. But we really are going into a world government program. That's what the unelected euro is, just like they say you can't get out from underneath our system. And then, as we told you, England voted to get out. They're saying, oh, sorry, we're going to trigger in this clause we, the bureaucrats, wrote that you have to have another vote and then another vote. Another 5 years drags on. Or even if you vote to get out, like, what is it, five different countries had referendums. It was France and one other country in 2005, and they voted like 70-something percent in France to get out. Are they out of the EU? No, they're not. And now the EU says, we're preparing a military leadership to take over all the militaries and merge them into one. You're not allowed to leave. I mean, it's just sensational. But they'll have Beckham, you know, the soccer player, get up there with his wife, you know, oh, the Spice Girl. And I think it's really good and loving for the immigrants. And if you're handsome like me, you're forward. And all the girls go out and protest and go, we like Beckham. Open the borders immediately. Ooh. I mean, it's this triumph of idiocy. But even when we triumph, they just go, sorry, we're not going to stop it. And all the liberals then hang their arm around the jihadi mayor and go, ah, I love Islam. You're like, here's footage of him killing 1,000, you know, homosexuals. You're like, shut up, homophobe. And you're like, you know, that doesn't make sense. That's illogical. You're mentally ill. And they go, I know we are. We're in charge. But see, they're not. They run nothing. They're nobodies. But they just accept whatever the screw job is and play fantasy land that they're in charge. It's called mass Stockholm syndrome. It's called learned helplessness. It's called the normalcy bias on PCP. Scottish John, a Scottish tra- I met this guy years ago at protest. Scottish John lives in Texas. Scottish John, what is your take on all this?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard, but do you know that England got knocked out of the European Soccer Championships yesterday?
Yes, and I know they're going to knock them out of everything and say you're not part of Europe now. Even though they could compete in Europe before, the dictatorship says you can't be part of anything now.
I just thought it was funny. They managed to exit Europe twice in the 1 week. And listen, what you were saying earlier about older women, you know what they say about older women? The older the fiddle, the sweeter the tune. Now, I want to go back a couple of years ago when I was on your show talking about the Scottish independence referendum, and which we lost, and it wasn't too long after the votes were announced, or the result, rather, was announced, that we started seeing evidence of vote fraud. And even the leader of the Scottish Tory party, Ruth Davidson, she announced on television that she had actually sampled postal votes from the islands. Now, that's against the law. She was questioned by the police, but we never ever heard anything about it. Anyhow, further down the line, there was a young fella who's a big, big fan of yours, was listening to that show, and he actually started his own YouTube channel and subsequently got his own radio show on a network called Truth Frequency. And we eventually found each other, and he's had me as a guest on his show several times. And it was on last Thursday, and we were talking about the Brexit. And, of course, we weren't expecting it to happen the way it did. Now, he had another guest on, a guy called Chris Everard, who's a documentary filmmaker, and he also has a show on TFR. And I heard him on Sunday afternoon, Alex, talking to Leo Zagami. And he happened to mention that he figured that Nicola Sturgeon, the leader of the SNP, is actually MI5. And that raises a very, very interesting question, because my friend in Glasgow, his name's Kev Baker, we correspond every day, and he's never met anyone who actually voted to stay in Europe. So there's something very fishy going on.
Well, sure. Listen, what they did is, I thought, because they can constitutionally, even though they never voted to be part of it, say you have a second vote and then it narrowly, you know, loses next time. The exit polls show that it was much higher people voting to leave Europe than were voting to stay. So I agree with you, Major Hanky Panky Scottish John. Good to hear you calling the broadcast. And I don't mind shout-outs, and he does it nicely. But I tell you, every line he said was a shout-out. That's all his buddies. That's great. But, you know, I really like shout-outs to, like, Mom. Hey, Mom, it's Scottish John from Austin, Texas. Casey in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
I came up with a term called the UNEXIT. It's about the exiting the UN. And I was going to see what you thought about holding a vote for the U.S. to leave the UN.
I think it's a beautiful idea. We should have the UN exit, and we should start a petition at whitehouse.gov. You know, they started that to just act like they listened to you, but as soon as we started dominating and others did, they started making it be 100,000 signatures or whatever. When we got that, they said, oh, more. But, yes, we should start a movement to exit the United Nations criminal operation. I totally agree. And they try to hold us hostage. They're the parasites that are trying to dictate to us, and the U.S. funds half the U.N., so I'm sure the UN will tell us the sky's going to fall if we don't, you know, stop letting them run our lives. It's like having some deadbeat husband that beats his wife and she works two jobs and he says, honey, you're not going to have a... I mean, I can't tell you, my wife, years ago, the bullies, in some cases the bad employees that you catch doing really horrible stuff. I haven't had bad employees in a long time, crew members. And they literally look at you and say, you're going to collapse without me. And I'd say, okay, great, have a nice day. But it's just how delusional these people are. And you look at the bureaucrats, it's when Nigel Farage said to the EU bureaucrats yesterday, he said, most of you have never worked a day in your life, and most of them haven't. I mean, they are just the appointees of big mega banks who first set up the euro. It's an unelected Politburo where they hand the power down to the next person. So the debate is over, Casey, because this is something that they never voted to enter. Go ahead.
I was going to say also we could possibly might be in the right climate for people to accept after the Brexit happened to do maybe possibly a meme contest on the UNEXIT.
Yeah, I'd actually have to have crew members, though, to judge it and post the meme and make sure it got the full traction. That's why we haven't been doing a lot of contests because we'll get 1,000 entries and we can't even process it all. So we're trying to hire a few more crew members, get them trained. That's a process as well. So we can actually try to, you know, reach out and actually interface with more folks, but great points, Casey. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're listening on 1340 AM, I should add. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, cool. Hey, I wanted to ask you to mention something, because you've done it before, about faith-based initiative. You know, you talked about some of these parishes sponsoring illegal immigrants as a transfer point. And also, too, if you could consider a possible interview with Oliver Stone to discuss Snowden as well as this 2016 election and maybe Trump. I think a lot of listeners would be interested to hear all
that. Well, I know this. Snowden has come out and criticized Putin for his warrantless spying, which I think is admirable. He's been trying to get out of Russia and get into another country, and I'm not demonizing Russia overall, but, I mean, in many cases, it's just as bad as the stuff going on here. And people say, well, that means it's okay then. No, it's not okay. But I think Snowden is a hero. I think he is for real. I think what he's done is very, very important to force this giant criminal operation out in the open that isn't there to keep us safe, but is there overall to absolutely control our lives. I mean, look, I'm all for open intelligence gathering on the open web to track things because, I mean, private companies do that. Websites do that. That's just data, you know, to be marketing. But when you sit there and actually listen to phones and read emails, you know, Google didn't tell people until we made a big deal out of it, and others did, that they read your emails with AI computers. Well, that's not right, you know. So as for Oliver Stone, I've known his son, Sean Stone, for probably 8 years or so. I co-hosted with Ventura and him a season of a show. Got to know him pretty darn good. He's been on here and there. And I just nicely said, hey, I'll ask your dad to come on. But you know, at the same time, his dad, I disagree with him on some issues. I think he has a lot of courage, probably some of the most courage in Hollywood with his alternative history series and the Snowden movie he's got coming out. kind of put out a 9/11 movie that went with the official narrative. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm not... 5-10 years ago, I would be thrilled to have Oliver Stone on the show, but I really... It's kind of boring, you know? I'm kind of past Oliver Stone. And I don't mean I'm better than Oliver Stone or I'm more accomplished than Oliver Stone. I mean, it'd be nice to have him on to talk about his pieces and get him to say what he thinks of them. And it'd be news-making if he said something controversial. Sure, that'd be great. You know, it's like David Lynch. Big fan of a lot of his movies. And then he comes to Austin. I talk to him privately. And he says, you know, one thing to me. And then he comes on my show and is scared to say any of it. And it's like, I'm not mad at David Lynch for that. At least he's one of the Hollywood people that's willing to come on. If I told people, and this was kind of fun 10 years ago, you know, all the people in Hollywood that have contacted me and all the rest of it, and you know, oh, come out here, let's talk about a film project, and you fly out to L.A. or you fly to New York, or they want you to fly to the Reykjavik or fly to London, yeah, and they want you to come meet with them, and you go meet with them, and it's just them wanting to be political but scared of doing it. It just really gets old. And so that's why I said, like I can go out to L.A. and meet Chris Carter, who says that the new X-Files series is a character based on me and that I'm a good guy. And I like Chris Carter. He's a really smart guy, formerly a journalist. And if I ever get out to L.A., I'll try to call him up and go meet with him. But it's just kind of like, almost like leave him over there. It's like I kind of have already, or I like Joe Rogan. I've been friends with him since like 1998. Used to hang out with him a lot. He's gotten busy. I've gotten busy. He's always saying, come on my show. I say, come on mine. It never happens the last year or so. People always ask. So I finally got mad and just said, look, forget Joe Rogan. He has his show. I have my show. And then Joe texted me and said, hey, here's my new number. Maybe he didn't have it, but I want you to come on, buddy. I love you. I said, well, I love you, too. Okay, I'll come out and come on your show. And it's not that I get it. It's like, you know, me and Joe were talking the other day, and it's like we just – it's not like we're even jaded. It's just kind of like he does his thing. I do my thing. And it's kind of like Oliver Stone does his thing, and then I do my thing. But I have a talk show, so I should try to get these folks on. I only get people on if I'm trying to learn something from them. Like, I want to see what this congressman says. And then I wasn't eavesdropping on him. I wanted to go talk to him during a break. He didn't know I was listening. And I got to hear behind-the-scenes stuff where he was saying all these really nice things. And I said, hey, go ahead and shut that down. I don't want him to, you know, he doesn't know I'm listening, so turn it off. You just kind of pick up stuff or... To have Pachinik on, that guy's a total character, or all these other folks we have on, that's what I'm really into. I mean, look, it was way more fulfilling to have Matt Drudge show up, almost had a heart attack, super reclusive, and he's got a reason to be, and then to be on my show, and he does like one show every few years. That was way more cool to me than being at a party with Brad Pitt with like 50 other people. And you know, stuff like that, or you know, talking to Brad Pitt for 30 minutes. Whoop-dee-dee. I wasn't really into it then. You know, being at a party that George Clooney's at, being at a party with like four people, and you know, there's what's his name from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know, or I mean, it's like you almost don't want to be behind the scenes with Josh Brolin and Sean Penn. Because they're just sitting there, like, basking arrogantly that they must go, just even when they're at a dinner going, oh, we're God. Oh, my God. We're all in movies. And I can still go see a movie like Sicario, and Brolin plays a good part. The movie's pretty accurate. And like Josh Brolin, when he played W. But I like them as an actor. I literally could care less about Josh Brolin. He is like an arrogant 5-year-old child. Sean Penn is like a lobotomized monkey. Brad Pitt's has to wear, I think it's makeup or cream to cover up pockmarks in his face. I don't wear makeup. I don't care. I'm a fire-breathing caveman. And it's not about me, okay? But I want to talk to people that want to build space stations. I want to talk to astronauts. I want to talk to test pilots. I want to talk to gardeners. I want to talk to horticulturalists. I'm having trouble saying that word. I want to talk to quantum physicist. I want to, read poetry. I don't want to be in this whole fake fantasy land that is just total garbage. I don't mean to go into a rant. I really apologize. That wasn't right. I just cannot explain to people how freeing it is to not care what people think about me, to not care about Hollywood. And I never really cared, but I cared a little. And I guess because I got to see behind the scenes the top of Hollywood, the top of music, the top of politics, for whatever reason. And I realized it's cold, it's dark, it's empty, and I don't want to be any part of it. So don't feel inadequate. The one power they have over so many people is women at the magazine racks buying all the thing about the stars and how do they look good, and they show you an anorexic woman so that you think you need to look like something that isn't natural, and everything's meant to sell you something that's bad. They're not even selling you something's good. I'm not against selling something somebody they need. I'm all about that. That's symbiosis. I'm not going to sell you something that I don't think you really need or want, that I don't believe in, because I already realize when I sell you, I sell myself, and it comes right back on me. I'm not a rapist. There's these guys that want power over women. They want the power because they don't have power. They want some weird fake power. I want a woman to be in ecstasy. I want them to have pleasure. That's my pleasure. That's the kind of guy I am. And I'm not up here saying I'm a great guy or anything. The point is I realize I'm like so many other people that don't have power, don't have innate power, don't have primal energy, don't have primal force, who are just scrabbling around like a bunch of rats trying to build this world that they control to make you feel inadequate, so you've got to come to them to get all the answers. God gave you the answers in the genetics and the culture that he created.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
Son,
keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a
segment, a little overdrive segment, and then Paul Watson, always informative, always on fire. He's going to come in with the Brexit, the Benghazi situation. Just briefly, wish that caller wouldn't have hung up talking about seeing UN cars pulling people over. I believe anything now. I just really actually wanted to hear from him. So send us any photos. People are always like, you know, telling me about stuff. Send us photos. Send us videos to News Tips. Write up a report of what you saw. Give us your number. You are our reporters out there on the ground. Why not? The UN's already suing sheriffs all over the place that arrest illegals for even criminal acts. Why not? They're already advising Obama. He says that's how he gets his authority to ignore Congress and the Supreme Court. The UN's setting up strong city initiatives to take over local cities. Literally. Literally. So I get probably true. I'm not going to belabor this. We have the best quality storable foods. That's kind of a nexus point. You can buy really fancy, expensive, gourmet, freeze-dried stuff that costs like five times more than InfoWars Select. I had Buckley plug it up the other day because he's eating some of it. He goes, it's very, very passable, decent food. Some of it actually tastes pretty good. I love Buckley. He just won't, you know. But I'm telling you, for the price it's and the quality nexus, it is the best deal out there. If you want super low price and really good quality, obviously there is super high-end stuff out there that tastes better. But compared to just even stuff that costs twice as much as some of the main camping lines that's freeze-dried like this, it doesn't taste as good. And with all the crazy stuff going on in the world, this stuff lasts 25 years, is in the best packaging. We've got 15% off running right now because of the globalists talking about food shortages and stuff in the future. All I know is they want us dependent. You're insane if you don't have storable foods. We have the new version of the Hillary for Prison shirt. It's back in, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com as well. But if you go to InfoWarsSelect.com, that takes you right to the subpage. InfoWarsStore.com has the full spectrum of high-quality food. Powered by My Patriot Supply. That's already, we sell their full catalog, highest level discounts. It is the best deal out there. Well, InfoWars Select allows us to go even lower in prices, the exact same food. And the 20% off deep cleansing today. I'm going to stop right there. Neil in Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Thank you for calling, brother. Good.
Hey, so long story short, yesterday I get home, eat some dinner. I get a call. It comes up with caller ID, political survey. So, like, let's hear you answer this because she knows I enjoy, you know, doing this when I get the calls. And it asked me four questions. The first question was, are you happy with Obama's jobs program? And it was one for yes, two for no. So I clicked no. Second question was if we're happy with Governor Wolf. And one for yes, two for no. Third question, are you, hold on, I'm a little nervous here. Lost my breath. Third question was, do you have a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion of Hillary Clinton? And it was one for no, two for yes. So they switched those up. Like I almost hit two to say.
Sure, no, it's designed to have old people get confused, yeah.
Alex, the best part of it is the fourth question was, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump? And it was one for yes, two for no. They flipped it right back like it was in the first two questions. I clicked one. It gave me an error message that said invalid entry. And it hung up on me, and I had a fast, busy signal.
Yeah, let me stop here right there. Look, it's like a caller earlier. I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to go a little bit in the next hour with Paul, because I want to go to Walter and Todd and Chris and Johnny. But Paul will ride shotgun with us. And I want to give you some inside Trump baseball that I got 3 days ago that I haven't covered yet. In fact, it's on my notes from Sunday stack that I put in yesterday's stack. I'm trying to find that. It's a whole back page with my writing on it. I need my notes. I've got to cover this. Stay with us, fourth hour coming up. But yes, look, they admit they screwed.